You got a new attorney or you got a new judge. Okay, let's talk about what happens when you see a change and with regards to your legal case.
In the know.
Good evening, everyone.
Let's talk about each one individually, because let me tell you something. That can trip you up depending on the circumstances.
In any way, shape, or form, no shortage of things to talk about.
The person who has been assigned to your case is the person who's probably going to have the most intimate knowledge of your case. Now that you have somebody new, does that risk the possibility that this individual may not be as intimately familiar with the nuances of your case as the other individual? Imagine a situation where you go to a law firm and that your case has been assigned to an attorney, and then that attorney has been working on your case for a year, and then all of a sudden, when a new portion of your case pops up, let's say that you're getting ready to go for mediation to work on a settlement, you got a brand new attorney. That may have you feeling a kind of way, because you're thinking, wait a minute, I don't know you, man. I've been spending the last year with that last attorney. And that may really piss you off. So let's talk about the attorney aspect of it first. First, it's important to understand that when you have an attorney and so forth, their responsibility is to competently represent you. They know they have a responsibility to ensure that they have reviewed all the notes from the prior attorney, that they've reviewed your file, that they've gotten a grasp of all the issues in the case, and then they come to you and say, okay, this is what I'm seeing so far. What are they working on? What have they told you so far? So this way, when you're coming in, they're coming in, they have a full and a complete appreciation of what's going on with your case. That's even more so important because of the fact that when they're coming in, they're not coming in asking you to educate them. They're coming in because they don't have the relationship with you that the other attorney had. So they want to start building that relationship. But here's the kicker. When a new attorney is assigned to it, like I said, they're not assigning someone who does not have the same legal capabilities to be able to effectively represent you. This person is the same. They just don't have the same working history with you. So that competency doesn't change. That zealousness in terms of their ability to work your case doesn't change. The only thing that's changed is the nature of the relationship and the familiarity. Now, you're going to say, well, that familiarity, that's a big thing because they're not as familiar. I'm like, well, that's why we have notes. Trust me, that attorney who was working on your case, they didn't have your case committed to memory. Sorry, just want to let you know, they didn't have it committed to memory. What they had is they had a body of information about you that they would rely on going to whenever they need to refresh themselves and become familiar with. So that means they had copies of the evidence, they had copies of the depositions, they had the copies of transcripts, they had copies of anything that was necessary in order to be able to fully look at your case and be able to present your case in a particular way. Now that same information is picked up and passed over to another attorney. So let's switch it to a judge. Same type of situation where you're sitting here going, this judge has been with my case for the longest. Well, now you got a new judge. What means? Same type of philosophy applies. This new judge is going to do the exact same thing that the old judge did. The fact that the other judge may have had the case for a longer period of time doesn't mean that that judge is going to be much more intimately familiar. It's just that they're going to be familiar because they've been with it a long period of time. But this new judge has the ability to become as familiar with it quickly, because they can look at the same judge's notes. If the judge is still in the area, they can ask the judge about the case. If there's some things about it they need to know about it, and they can read all the filings and transcripts and any decisions that have been made in terms of any lower court decisions, or if there's many motion hearings that are held, they have the ability to look at that exact same thing. So why do I share that with you? Because I don't want you around here freaking out because you're thinking to yourself, I got a new judge. I got a judge who basically rolls in and says, man, I don't know nothing about this case. Well, what's happening? Tell me what's going on. No, it doesn't work like that. They still have the same responsibilities to review the file, review your facts, review your circumstances, and get up to speed, because guess what? They're the new decision makers in your case, and they have the responsibility of making sure they make an informed decision on whatever issue that's before, whether it's a motion hearing, whether it's a trial. Doesn't matter, because they are still going to be as aggressive and as diligent in reviewing that information and making sure they can provide a informed decision based on the information you have. If you find yourself in a situation where you see that you're going to have a change in the people who are impacting your case, whether it be an attorney or whether it be a judge, don't freak. They still have the competency to be able to effectively evaluate all the set of circumstances in your case in order to be able to make a determination of what needs to happen next. The only thing that's different is that they're new to you. Don't let the newness freak you out. you're still going to get a competent outcome, or more importantly, you should still get a competent outcome, regardless of the fact that you have someone who may not have been on your case as long as the prior person's did.